Shalom to all. Today we're going to talk about Metzia Perek Tes Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher Avinu Ziva Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And we continue with more cases of Chachiros and Arisos. The Mishnah says a Mekabel Sonam Chaveroi. A person leases a field from his friend. This is b'Chachiros. He's paying a certain amount of bundles or bushels, no matter how much grows. V'achal Chagav Einish Dafa. And either grasshoppers came and ate a lot of the crop, or it got windswept. A big wind came along and ruined a significant amount of the crop. And the question is, does the Chachir still have to pay the agreed upon amount? Most of the crop got ruined. And the answer is that it depends. In Makas Medina, if it's a Makas Medina, such a thing happened to the majority of the fields in the region. It wasn't just his field, so then he could subtract from their agreed upon amount because it's not his fault. This is something that happened to everyone. However, in a Makas Medina, if this is not a Makas Medina, it just happened to him and not other people, he can't subtract from the agreed upon amount because the Baal Bais could say, Mazal Chagarim, it's your tough luck, it's your mazel that caused this to happen to you, it didn't happen to others, so you still have to pay me the agreed upon amount. Now, Rabbi Huda tells us, Im Kiblai Menu B'ma, if the payment was supposed to be made in money, they agree that he's going to pay $100 for the field, let's say, and nothing to do with how much grows, so then benkach or benkach and menachal menchachurai. It doesn't make a difference if other people's fields are ruined or only his field was ruined. Since the payment has nothing to do with the crop, it's simply money, so that's what he has to pay him. He's got to give him cash, and that's tough luck on the renter. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hamakabasan Mechaveri, Baseres Korchit al Mashana. Let's say the Chaycher accepted upon himself that he's going to pay 10 kor of wheat per year. And what happened? Luxa. The crop was struck. It didn't grow juicy and geschmack. It was weak and shriveled. Not such good wheat. That doesn't make a difference. He simply pays the Baal Bais from the crop itself. He's supposed to be giving him 10 kar, so he gives him 10 kar from this not good crop. And by the same token, let's say the wheat that grew was geschmack, it was plump, it was juicy. The Chaycher is not allowed to tell the Baal Bais, I'm going to buy 10 kar of wheat from the marketplace and give that to you, and I'm going to keep this good wheat for myself. He has to pay him from this crop, which is good and juicy. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Rosh Mishnah Chasson test with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.